Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 97 of Her, the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and her marital aids. What? All right, well, before we get into the episode, just know that it's made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix customized for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, go to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And just a quick reminder to hop on over to iTunes after our episodes and rate and review us, because guess what? I read these things. Love to hear from you. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
Oh boy, so I'm just reading the New York Times and I just stumble across a wearable vibrator for couples story that just captured my imagination. I immediately stalked and hunted down the people who are doing this wonderful product to learn more about what's this all about. This is fascinating. So we now have with us Alexandra Fine, the co-founder of Dame Products. And Alex is going to help us understand what this is all about. Now, first, Alex has a lifelong fascination with human sexuality. After earning her MA in clinical psychology, she decided she wanted to take a more tactical approach to helping women everywhere achieve optimal sexual and self-pleasure. Enter Dame Products, which Alex founded, and it makes toys for sex and aims to close the pleasure gap in the process. Dame has run two of the most successful sex toy crowdfunding campaigns, bringing a total of over $900,000 between the two. Oh, so as a product designer, Janet Lieberman often finds flaws in everyday tech devices. This was particularly true when it came to vibrators, which she would spend hours shopping for on Amazon. Enter Ms. Lieberman, who lives in Brooklyn and studied mechanical engineering at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And she coupled up with Alexandra to be able to create Dame. Alex, welcome to the Her Podcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh my gosh. So just tell me what was going on when you started Dame and then how we finally ended up with this really cool product.
Yeah. So, oh man, you know, it's like so many things just kind of happen all at once and perfectly come together. And I really feel like that's true with the founding of Dame Products. So I have, you know, as my bio states, have a lifelong fascination with sexuality. I thought I wanted to be a sex therapist for a long time. And then I, you know, wasn't quite sure really what I wanted to do. I mean, ended up working in a shampoo company for a little bit, and there really realized my desire for, you know, being an entrepreneur in some ways. And of course, all of my ideas were sex toys, as, you know, just normalness for me. But really, I think the thing, you know, that really made it obvious to me that this was an interesting space to go into is the pleasure gap. So the pleasure gap is kind of the way we've coined the idea that women, you know, don't have as much sexual pleasure in their lives as their part, as much as men often do. And, you know, you've seen the orgasm gap. There's also some studies that go beyond just orgasm that we've looked into. And that was really kind of the crux of my interest in becoming a sex therapist is, you know, why, you know, where does all of this pent up moral obligation for women come from? And yeah, that was really kind of like the problem in the world that Janet and I both decided we really wanted to solve. And we think toys are just one of the many ways. Having conversations about the toys is also a really important thing to do in order to help liberate women sexually. And yeah, that's kind of the beginning. We both met separately. We were both trying to start sex toy companies without knowing each other. Janet has an MIT, went to MIT. So for her, it was really about the product development, taking apart other products, not quite sure why they made the decisions that they made, and really feeling like she could develop them better. And for me, there was just, based on my understanding of women's sexuality, I just felt like there was a real misalignment in the products that existed in the world and the products that women would want.
I love it. I love the way this whole thing came out. Also, it's really contemporary. I mean, you met your business partner on the networking app Meetup, which I thought was totally cool.
Yeah, it was kind of like through Meetup. You know, it's one of those things where I wonder if it would have happened in a different way if it wasn't the way, like, we were so destined to meet, is how what it kind of feels like now. But yeah, we've been both been going separately to these, like, just these networking events. Meetup is an amazing app that's got, it's just community development. It's a place to post an event you want to have. So people who love baking, like, they can get together and bake. But there's a lot of entrepreneurship ones, like if you want to learn how to start a hardware company, which was essentially what I was trying to do. So I was going to those meetings, and she was going to similar meetings, and people who would go to both meetings were like, oh, I met you last week, or my roommate met you. And she was like, no, I wasn't there. And that's kind of how our paths eventually crossed, by just kind of going out there in the world and trying to make something happen.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm reading about the development of Eva. Okay, so mm-hmm. Eva is this, you're going to have to describe what Eva is.
Yes.
But what's really cool is, you know, you called the device Eva, okay, after raising $575,000 on Indiegogo, another mm-hmm. awesome, you know, place to be able to do this, in 2014. And then you went to market in early 2015. And to date, that you've sold over 65,000 units at $105 a pop. All right, what are we getting for $105? What's going on? Yeah, so what is Eva?
Yeah. Okay. So Eva is a hands-free vibrator that a woman or anybody with a vulva can wear while they're having penetrative intercourse. So really, going back to the pleasure gap, one major kind of misinformation is that most women, some studies have say 70, some studies have even said 80% of women get most of their sexual stimulation from their clitorises and can't achieve orgasm unless they're having clitoral stimulation. So we wanted to make a product that allowed a couple to have that type of stimulation in a way that didn't make anybody feel replaced or like they are, you know, doing something different than they would normally do in order to get that extra stimulation. So that was kind of where the concept came from. I actually, this was really before I met Janet, I took like a $0.50 coin and I wrapped it up in some cellophane and essentially, you know, popped it in between my labia majora, and that stayed in place. Ultimately, the product ended up being much more complicated than a static object like a coin, but that is, you know, the first thing I did to try and validate the concept of being able to hold something in your body like that. So yeah, that's the idea. It's just a way of, you know, like these wings on, there's like a vibrator, it's a little small vibrator, and it's got these two bendable wings that stick out from it. Those wings tuck, and you can kind of, you put them under each one of your, almost, most people use their outer labia, and then the wings kind of put a little bit of force on your lips, like a ninja inside of your vulva, sort of.
And a ninja inside your vulva. I got to write that one down. That's excellent.
Honestly, yeah, it's like a little ninja, like instead of like Spider-Man climbing up through two buildings between two walls, it's a vibrator and the buildings are your lips. So that's the best they can do without the visualization. So I hope that kind of works for people. It's definitely like nothing else there on the market. You know, there are a lot of other toys out there, like vibrating cock rings, these U-shaped vibrators that go inside of the vagina along with the penis. And those butterfly straps. And they're all trying to do the same thing, which is provide clitoral stimulation in a way where you can have sex and don't need to hold anything. So I knew that all these products were really popular and they existed. But for each one of them, there was a reason why it didn't work for me and my partner or a lot of the other women I was talking to. You know, penis rings. Penis rings, you know, they delay blood flow. So a lot of men don't like them. And U-shaped vibrators go inside the vagina along with the penis. And the butterfly strap-ons are butterfly strap-ons. So I don't need to explain all the other reasons why you might not like them. So yeah, that's kind of where it came from. Stuff that you get for $105. Medical grade, so who's, rechargeable.
Well, who's buying them? I mean, are these only millennials or 20-year-olds or
absolutely
who's getting
not.
Them?
In fact, I think the most shocking number that I can give you is that 45% of our purchases are from men. So I think that people are often surprised by that. But there's, you know, they're really four partners, and both partners are a part of that process of bringing one of these toys to the bedroom. So there's that. And then millennials definitely talk about us a lot, but really, you know, 45 plus is where we make a lot of our sales. They are designed for couples. You know, I think that when you're younger, you're not in a committed relationship for as long. So I think this spicing it up isn't always as needed or wanted or desired.
I see. Interesting. 45% are from men.
Yes.
Fascinating.
People are always surprised.
How interesting. And, you know, I don't know if you're keeping any demographics outside of, you know, the gender, you know, differences with the purchaser, but be kind of curious to see what the ages are too.
The ages really do, you know, it kind of goes up with age, or the conversion rate goes up with age, but really 35 to 45 is a good sweet spot for us. But I will say when our New York Times article, hit the newsstand that week, our number one demographic was 65 plus.
Oh, wow.
It depends on who we're talking to too, but I think people, you know, everyone has all these misconceptions, but these products are wrapped or have been wrapped in so much social stigma. And we present them in a very millennial way, I would argue, which is that they're not a big deal. They're just toys. And you use them during sex. It's fun, you know? And it's very, like, the packaging is very clean and fresh. And it doesn't make you feel icky or like you're doing something wrong. We try to make the whole experience resonate with a comfortable outlook on sexuality. And I think that for a lot of people who are maybe older, so maybe we think they're a little bit more conservative, you know, they just have never seen a product like this and are equally as excited to explore and enjoy life and all of life's sensations.
Oh, I absolutely think this is fabulous. You know, you're a psychologist and you've been interested in this whole thing. How is it that your products actually enhance intimacy?
That's a great question. You know, I don't think one of my favorite therapists, psychologists, will say that, you know, sex isn't a thing you do. It's a place you go. And I don't think that it's the product in and of itself that enhances intimacy. There's a lot. It's like this whole thing that happens when you use the product, including a conversation that you're probably going to have your partner about using this type of product. But what it really does is you can get more stimulation by using a tool. And that increase in stimulation most certainly can make an experience feel more arousing. Maybe it makes it, you know, if sex is this place we go mentally, sometimes the physical sensations we're having can make it easier or harder for us to stay in that mental space. We've definitely had a lot of customers who will tell us, you know, for me, using Eva, we also make a second product called Thin, which is also great. But the either product, when using that product, it's easier for them to stay in the moment. Thinking about, you know, their to-do list is doesn't come up as quickly in their head. So those are some of the ways it can really enhance intimacy. So I think the thing that our products really don't do is we design them to make sure that the partners feel included and aren't intimidated by the toys. Because I think that's when a lot of toys feel like they're putting something between you. So we're trying to, because in some ways you are, you're bringing in a tool to the bedroom. So how do we make those tools feel as seamless and invisible as possible? So you can really be with your partner and be with your sensations.
So this makes, so the products bring people closer.
Look, everybody's hearing that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're hearing that. And that's most certainly our goal. I think there's so much happening with technology right now, and whether or not that technology brings you out of the world or into that world, there's so many ways that this technology is replacing human interaction. And we're trying very much to think, okay, how can we make technology enhance human interaction? And yeah.
I love it. Yeah. And especially bringing people together. You know what I love about your approach too, just listening to you, is it's very fresh. And as you mentioned, it's got that millennial twist to it. Which is, there's no embarrassment, there's no awkwardness. We're just talking about something fairly straightforward here, and that's to enhance a woman's sexual pleasure, but in doing so also affect your partner in a very positive way. And then finally, the return on investment is an improvement in the entire relationship, bringing people together. And it really seems to me that, it's time to open up the discussion and really be talking about a lot of these things. And kudos to you wonderful millennials for just putting it out there and just saying, yo, let's just talk about it, for God's sake. It's not that big a deal here.
Nailed the millennial attitude, I think.
I love it.
You get labeled so much when you start a business. We didn't realize we were such millennials until the New York Times called us millennials. But it is true. We almost certainly are. And I think that attitude of what's the big deal? Why can't we? You see a lot of change happening with period care and feminine hygiene. And it's the same attitude. It's what's the big deal? Can we just talk about this honestly?
I
think that's exactly what it is. It feels.
Yeah, I think about that company Thinks. That's THINX, and that's the period proof, as it were, menstrual cycle proof underwear. What took people so long? Where were you?
tampons were invented by men, which is amazing. That's amazing. I wonder if women felt empowered to create more tools that help themselves, or were encouraged to be more industrious in some ways, if we would have come up with some of these ideas faster and quicker. I think I read some study once that said, if you stop right where you are right now and look around the room, chances are it's 92. I'm making that stat up. I don't remember the stat, but it was something very high percentage of the things you're looking at were designed by a dude. Women weren't in the workforce for a long time. So now having that female gaze, not only in, art, but having that female gaze in product development is exactly what we're doing. I think there's a lot of innovation in a lot of product innovation that's going hand in hand with female empowerment and female liberation.
So speaking of innovation, what's your next project?
So right now we are working really hard on improving some of the products we already have out on the market, as well as working on more toys that I can't really go into the details on. But yeah, we're still a really small team. But we're chugging along, trying to make the best product we can that please as many people as possible.
Excellent. I just absolutely love this. I want to make sure everyone knows we've been talking to Alexandra Fine, who's the co-founder of Dame Products. And please run on over to their website. And that's Dame, D-A-M-E products with an S.com to learn more about Eva and all of their wonderful products. I just think that this is such a healthy, positive way of opening up the conversation, communicating about something like women's sexuality, who knew, and empowering women to get involved in that conversation that is completely healthy. You know, as a physician and a scientist myself, I can quote all kinds of hot new research, you know, hot new research, get it? And that has to do with, you know, the whole issue of how important it is to maintain a really healthy sense of sexuality and sensuality throughout your entire life. And there are lots of ways to be able to do that. And, you know, women talking to women. Does that make sense to you?
That really resonates with me. I think that, you know, another thing that I've heard recently that really kind of resonated with that was just, you know, when you live in fear, if you ever have PTSD, like living, what it means
PTSD.
Really living again. Yeah, like, you know, how do you know when you're kind of going past that trauma? And it's when you can play again. It's when you can find time to daydream, to have imagination, to touch your body and notice those sensations. And I think eroticism is really, in a lot of ways, the key to life. And it's more than just sex. It's just about enjoying the sensations and enjoying the feeling of being alive. And
wow.
Yeah, I think, right? It's like having good sex is not, because not just about the sex. It's like a meditative thing that I think can just enrich us on so many other levels. I don't know. I'm kind of a hippie. I mean, I started a sex toy company. What do you want from me?
You're so, you're too young to be a hippie, for God's sake. You must have been watching way too many 60s movies or something. No, but really, physiologically, the two greatest primal rewards in the human body and brain are food and sex. And so, food is a whole different podcast. But with sex, it's just an exquisitely primal, place. And what we're really trying to say is that it's completely healthy to have a healthy sexuality and sensuality. And Dame Products is there to help you with the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Alex, thank you and your wonderful co-founder for all the work that you've done. And we'll have you back as soon as you can tell me when more products are showing up and more fun with Dame Products, because we're getting the word out there. So everyone out there in her podcast land, you know, we've been talking to Alexandra Fine, the co-founder of Dame Products. Please run on over to dameproducts.com to learn more about their fabulous products and try them out. Alex, thanks for being on the Her podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. And everyone out there, remember to catch every episode of Her. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at RadioMD.com. And please rate and review us after this podcast, because, honey, I'm sitting there listening for you. I read these, and that's my way of staying connected with every single one of you. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, so follow me on Twitter at PamPeekMD. And you can also check out our Her show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.